What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about the ongoing show that exists in the U.S. House of Representatives, particularly on the Republican side of the aisle, and go over something that has kind of been talked about. There's not a lot of hard reporting on this yet, but it's an interesting suggestion. Okay, so we talked about the retreat that the Republican Party had, where they were all supposed to get together and, you know, sing kumbaya or whatever. But a big part of that was Speaker Johnson talking to the people who bothered to show up and telling them, hey, if you're a sitting representative, stop campaigning for primary opponents of your colleagues. Knock that off. That didn't happen. There is still a lot of, let's just say, animosity among Republicans in the House, and you have a number of people who are campaigning for, endorsing, and fundraising for the primary opponents of people who are currently in the U.S. House of Representatives, which that's a big no-no, or it was for a really long time. We talked about it specifically in reference to the Freedom Caucus leader, Good. We talked, you know, bad for good, that thing. Okay. So the list of people that this might happen to and might be kind of gone after in this way, the rumor mill suggests that it's increasing, and it will include Representative Crane and Representative Mace. That is interesting in and of itself, but there's something else that's interesting because it kind of reminded me of something from back in February. Because there was some light reporting back then that suggested Good, Crane, and Mace had been selected by former Speaker of the House McCarthy as the people that he was going to, let's just say, return the favor. Again, the expansion of this list and all of this is, it's rumor mill stuff. But it's really interesting that it lines up with the reporting from February. And it's interesting that there was a primary challenger to Crane, which seemed a little odd at the time. Maybe somebody was recruited to run and primary him. I feel like McCarthy might have something to do with this. It's important to remember that McCarthy, whatever you think about him as a speaker, he was a fundraiser. He raised a lot of money. He established a lot of relationships, the kind that could totally be used in this way. So, again, one more time, right now, this is rumor mill stuff. But it's super interesting, and it lines up very neatly with the way things are shaping up and some previous reporting. So I would keep your eye on this and see if maybe McCarthy becomes a bit more visible when it comes to some of the primary races in the Republican Party. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.